comedian Eliza Skinner.
I'm Paralympic sprinter Scout Bassett.
And I'm Ed Harry, the BBC's athletics commentator, and we are back with Season 3 of On the Podium from the BBC World Service.
We get to speak to Olympians and Paralympians from all over the world.
They've all been on the podium at the Olympic or Paralympic Games and won gold, silver, or bronze.
And this podium moment, usually there's just such a big crowd and so much family and noise, but it was so quiet, so different from anything else.
I think that's the coolest thing, is being on the podium with, we always call each other, you know, sisters. And it was obviously an overwhelming moment, but one that I'm forever grateful for.
It was the very first time the national anthem was played in an Olympic arena. Words cannot describe how I felt, you know. It was amazing.
But the podium is just the starting point.
What I love about the show is that it's not just about how they won gold, but what makes these people tick, where they come from, what drives them.
Everyone wants to be a perfectionist, but there's like backlash. You don't want to say you're a perfectionist, but it's like, I think there's nothing wrong with attempting to do something really well.
And how they're seemingly so different from everybody else.
Destiny is a beautiful word. As a normal person, I believe in destiny. The athlete absolutely doesn't even a millimeter give to destiny.
And yet how they're exactly like the rest of us.
There's the anxiety of it, and there's the passion for it, and the passion is stronger than the anxiety.
What I really like about this season is really getting to know the people behind the medals.
Yeah, and how open and honest they are with us.
Suddenly people thought the wheelchair was really cool. See, one thing they can see the wheelchair as something cool, and then they see the people in it, and not only see the wheels, right? You don't want to see the person, and that's important.
It's like chatting with friends.
Yeah, take Molly Seidel. Nobody was more surprised than her when she won bronze in the marathon at the Tokyo Olympics. I mean, that was only the third time she'd ever run a marathon.
I was working at a coffee shop while I was training for the trials. And so people kept joking. They're like, oh, yeah, she just took a 2-hour coffee break and like went and ran the Olympic trials marathon. But no, I was a paid full-time professional runner.
And it's not just about the athletic difficulty or the physical exertion. There's so much in the emotional journey they go on.
I'm using my voice in the best way possible. That means kind of talking about my being a survivor and a victim of sexual abuse. And basketball was kind of like my outlet. So find what makes you feel whole. And it's not always easy, and it's not going to be like the end all be all, but it's going to make you continue to realize how much strength that you have and the fight you have to kind of keep going.
So what we're saying is, come join us on this journey and listen to the show.
Episode 1 is available on August the 7th, and they're released weekly, so hit subscribe, and that means you'll receive every episode automatically.
On the Podium from the BBC World Service.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure. It's a very unique interview, and I really enjoyed it. So thank you so much.